Today's daf is Kuf Yud Dalad, and we'll take it from the end of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the two dots around 8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah of Heyed Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. That's what he got up to, right? That he said that even though Kedushin doesn't require the Das Isha, the Gerushin, what was Halacha? Let's find it inside. It's toward the top of the Mishnah, I think.
We did all that.
Okay, so two lines. You're right, yeah. Two lines from the bottom, actually. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, thank you. Irkasule Miftuche de Bebe Josh. Okay. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna had lost the keys of the base medrash Birshas Rabim. He lost them in the Birshas Rabim. They fell out of his pocket. And he knew where they were, perhaps, or at least the area. But since it was Shabbos referring to, obviously, he couldn't pick it up. But Shabbos also says the Gemara. So us the comedy of Rebbe Pedas. So he goes to Rebbe Pedas. What are we going to do? No one's going to go to shul and learn and hear the Kriyas Torah today. So what are you supposed to do? So Amalei, so he says, Zil, go and davar tli vitalia vitaila hasam. Says Rashi, davar tli vitalia hinhig tinokos zichar minikevos. Have encouraged the kids to go play in the area, in the Rishrabim where you lost it. Di mishkacha chulahu maisalahu. So if they find it while playing, they say, oh, wait a second, these are the base medrash keys. They'll bring it to us and we'll be able to enter into the base medrash. So we see from here the discussion we had yesterday that if a katan is doing something wrong, the example they give is they're eating nevelos, but it could be any iser for that matter. If they're doing iser, there's no requirement to prevent them. In this case, we're not encouraging them, but we're actually doing lifnei iver. We're placing them in a situation which will lead them to do this. So if we could put them in a situation which will lead them to, certainly if they're doing it already, we're not going to have to stop them. Now, it doesn't say you could hand them nevelos. It doesn't say you could tell them to go get the keys, but it does say we're allowed to put them in a position whereby on their own, they'll be violating Isuri Deraisa. That's what we conclude from the story of Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna.
And why this story came from?
Because yesterday's daf, we were discussing this concept of feeding children or allowing children to violate Isurim. It came up yesterday's daf. Yeah. It was one line, I think, it came up. So the Gemara said, Lema, Misaile, maybe the following serves as a proof. Lo Yemar Adam, Latino. A person shouldn't say to a child, Havali Mafteach, Havli Chosem. Go bring for me a key. Go bring for me one of those signatures. Ela Manicha. So this is talking about on Shabbos. Don't bring these things on him to him for Shabbos. But I talk about Shabbos, I imagine, right? Ela Manicho Tolesh. Manicho Zarek. But let's say you see him on Shabbos. He's ripping out grass or he's throwing something, which is Rabbim. There, Manicho, you could let him be. So you could allow him to do Yisurim, but you can't tell him to do Yisurim. So that's the Gemara's proof. So we see clearly you're allowed to let him violate Isuri Deraisa. So Amar Abai says, no, Tolish Be'atzis Shein O'Nokuv. No, the Tolish that we're talking about is not being Tolish something that's Mechub L'Karka, that's an Isuri Deraisa of Koter. It's talking about where there's a flower pot that's, let's say, hanging above the ground. There are no holes in it. So we don't view that an Isuri Deraisa. So Lachi is, let's say there's a flower pot hanging, and there is a hole, and the dirt that's in the flower pot is being yonik from the ground below it, that even though they're not actually connected, but there's a yanika, if you were to disconnect from that flower pot, it's an issa deraisa. But if it's a flower pot that's sealed off and seemingly has to be plastic or metal, can't be an earthenware because earthenware is viewed as dirt, but let's say plastic or metal and there are no holes, then the cutting off from the flower pot is not considered connected to the ground because the pot is, the flower pot is blocking it, and it only been Isser mid their bottom. So Abai says the time we allow them to cut off is only of a non-perforated pot, where it's only Isser mid their bottom, and Zorik Bekarmas their bottom.
And if it's above concrete?
Concrete.
It has a hole, but it's above concrete.
That wouldn't be a problem either. Has to be where it's connected to the ground, and there's no material between that is considered earthenware material. So, in the case of being Zorik, is talking about throwing in Rishus and Karmelis, which is only Isser mid their bottom. There are four Rishuyos when it comes to Hotsa, carrying on Shabbos. There's Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yachid. Carrying Rishus Rabim is Deraisa. Carrying Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim is considered Deraisa also. But there's also two other areas called Makam Ptur and Karmelis. And the Karmelis is only Issa Medirban to carry in them. So we're talking about throwing in the Karmelis is going to be an Issa Medirban, and that's what was allowed here. But Karmelis, it's from Lashon Carmel. Carmel is caramel. It's it's Rach, the Lokasha. It's somewhere in the middle where it's not hard, it's not soft. So they say it's not Rishis Rabim, but it's not Rishis Yachid either. It's somewhere in the middle. So they gave it an Issim Medirban to carry because it looks like Rishis Rabim, but it's not quite Rishis Rabim. So that's what we're talking about, throwing in that rishus and only an issur midrabanan. But if it were to be an issur midraisa, is the implication, one would have to tell a katan not to violate the issur midraisa at hand. That's what the Gemara assumes right now. So then the Gemara says, quotes a number of rayas for this idea of allowing a katan to violate an issur midraisa, not having to prevent them. So Tashma, Oved Kochavim, Shebol Chabos, Ein Omrim Lo Kiva. This is a Mishnah that's found in the end of Masechta Shabbos, where a goy comes and he wants to extinguish your fire. You have a fire, it could be a candle, or it could even be a fire in the house. He comes to extinguish the fire. You don't have to tell him, don't say to him, Kava, go ahead and continue to put it out. Ve'al Tichba, and don't say, don't. You don't have to tell him to stop. Just, Bipnei She'en Shvius Aso Allah Lem. Since his obligation to rest on Shabbos is not incumbent upon you as the Jew, you could do it. Tell him to do whatever he wants. Let him do whatever he wants. You can't tell him to do or not to do. Just sit back and he acts how he wants. That's when it comes to a goy. When it comes to a katan, says the Mishnah, Habol lichabos omrim lo al tichbe sheshri saso aleim. But if a katan comes along to put out the fire, pour some water, then you have to stop him. So we see from here that you're not allowed to let him violate an iser midiraisa, and you have to stop him. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no, it's talking about a case of Ba'ose al das aviv. No, it's talking about a specific case where he's doing what his father wants. Says Rashi, three lines from the top, Ba'ose al das aviv, Shetinok tsofib aviv, he anticipates from his father, V'roeh shenoach lo b'kach. He realizes that his father wants the fire to go out. V'aviv omid alav, and the father's standing there watching. D'havak ilu hu mitzav al asos, so it's as if the father commanded him to do it. So the situation is you can never command a katan to do something, but you could allow him to do something. In the case of putting out the fire, it seems from the context the father is encouraging him to do this and almost commanding. That's why it's problematic. But if the katan's acting completely on his own, there's no obligation to stop him. So Gemara says if that's the case where the katan's working on behalf of the father and that's why we have to stop him, the kavase, says the Gemara, a similar case of Gavi Ovid Kochavim. It should be a consistent case by the case of the Goy. It should be De'osa al Das Yisrael, Mishari. So if it's talking about a case where the people are acting based on the Das of the Baal, so when the Goy, we allow the Goy to extinguish the fire without having to say anything to him, shouldn't that also be a case where he's acting on the Das of the Yisrael? But no one ever allows you to do Amir L'Akam. Amir L'Akam is Aser to do on Shabbos. You can't tell a Goy to do something for you, to put out the fire, to turn the light on, to cook something for you. Those are all Aser. So why is this permitted? Exactly. What, sorry? No, it's different. There's two different elements. One element is that their obligation, they can't do anything on their own. Yeah, you can't allow them to sit. And number two is you can't command them to do something.
No, he didn't command. He did it on his own, even that you're comfortable with it.
No, but
the Shabbos is not on him.
No, but the context here, we're saying the case of the Katan is a case where I was standing over him, and he was acting, and he knew I wanted to do that. So it's as if. It's Ke'ilu. So, but if you're saying the Mishnah is to be consistent, then it should be the same case by the Goy.
He's not a Jew.
No, but he works in my house.
Same.
He knows I want the candle to be out.
He didn't mention it.
But I didn't mention it by the Katan either, but it was self.
But the Katan is a Jew. That's a privilege. Shvitato alav.
No, but the Gemara says it's being viewed as a command here. If my son knows I want the candle to be out, it's Ke'ilu.
It's Ke'ilu, okay. He didn't say it, but you're comfortable with it. Therefore, it's if you're telling him.
Right. So to by a Goy.
Okay, who am I?
Okay, so the Gemara says, no, Ovei Kochavim Adai to the Nafshi Avid. So the Gemara says, Einechanami, he's not acting on behalf of the Yisrael, he's acting on behalf of himself.
And this makes sense?
Yeah, the Gemara says, Einechanami, it's not being defined by the context, right? That even though the Mishnah, you would think that it's going to be similar cases, that the way the Katan's acting is the same way the Goy's acting, the Gemara says, it's not really the same.
The Torah doesn't make sense, because he doesn't act on his own, meaning he sees a Jew, his house is burning down, and he's shutting the fire, and he sees the Jew, doesn't say nothing. So, it's not because he wants me to. I'm doing it on my own, man.
Rashi says he thinks you'll give him a reward.
Right.
What?
Look at Rashi.
He says he thinks you'll give him a reward.
Look at, see Rashi, Ovid Kochavim Adai to the Nafshi of it. Three narrow lines down. Afilu Belo is Yes Yisrael. Even if without Yisrael knowing, Ovid Kochavim Miskavin Hanaso, the guy is going to expect payment afterwards. Okay. So he's doing it for himself. He wants the money. Mark brings another raya, Tashma. Ben Chaver, Shiraga Leilich Eitzel Avi Imo. Now, Chaver and Am Ha'aretz are two different terms. It's not what we usually understand to mean about a person who's knowledgeable or not knowledgeable, though it does align with that. A ben chaver means a person who's makbid to always eat meiser, rather fruits that have meiser been taken from it. So a ben chaver, a son of a chaver, goes to visit Leilech Etel Avi Imo, his father's mother. He's going to his grandmother's house. Amharitz. And his grandmother is not Avi Imo, his grandfather's house. And his grandfather's not that observant. His grandfather's Amharitz. So Ein Choshishin, Shema Yachilenu Dvarim She'en Musukanim. We're not concerned that the grandfather is going to feed this Ben Chaver food that had not been fixed, meaning Tevel, fruit that Baiser had not been taken from it. So Matsubiyada Peros. So let's say you find in his hand, I think the hand of the child, Peros, fruit, Ein Zokik Lo. You're not required to, Rashi says, Ein Zokik Lo, Lit Lo Heimana. You don't have to take it away from him. Now, even though there is a real concern, you don't have to act upon it and assume all the fruit that was given to him was was considered tevel, because we allow them to. Meaning, when it comes to eating nevelos or eating any other iser deraisa, ein mitzuvin hafrisha. We don't have to separate from him.
It's for his son.
What for? Exactly, for the son who's a katan. I think we're the chaver. Exactly. So the father, the chaver, does not have to be concerned of taking away the food. Even if it happens to be that the son is eating tevel, there's no obligation to remove it from the son's hand. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, no, but demai hekilu. It's only referring to demai. Demai, in the first place, where there was a suffix. When it came to demai, demai was where that we weren't sure if the farmer, who's the Amharitz, whether he took mice or not. Now, it's the obligation of the farmer to take truma and to take mice and everything else. The farmer has to take it, and then he's supposed to sell it to the marketplace. Now, they found out, they did some census throughout Eretz Yisrael, and it turned out the farmers were taking truma because they were concerned of the chiyum misa that exists if you don't take truma, if you eat the fruit without truma. But they weren't taking maaser. But some were, and they weren't really sure. So the halacha was anyone who bought produce from any of the farms has to take maaser just to be safe, even though maybe maaser was taken already. That's called demai. There's a suffix whether there's an obligation to take it. So since it's a suffix in the first place, you're able to be makel and let the katan hold on to the food and eat it. But if it was referring to an isra mederaisa, like nevelos, in a chanami, we'd be obligated to take it away from the son. So Gemara says, wait a second, ela taima de demaiha, only because it was demai that we let the katan continue to eat the fruit. Ha vadai, but it was a vadai by lasuri. You would have to, if it was certainly, let's say, untithed fruits, that means you would certainly have to take maaser. V'hama Rabbi Yochanan bo'osal das aviv. So didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, we act upon the das of his father? Meaning what?
Meaning that in this case, you mitzvah him to stop.
It's only a problem if he's acting on behalf of his father.
But he's acting completely on his own. He could do whatever he wants, and he could do any other issa. Just like before, he's allowed to turn out the fire. So to here, he should be able to eat the issa. What's the difference? So, Ella Rabbi Yochanan tzvuke misafke lei kai hachem medchi, kai hachem vat medchi. Yochanan wasn't really sure what the halach would be, and each way he just kind of rejected it. He wasn't sure. He said, it's not a clear-cut answer. When you tell, when the rai is going to tell you that it's allowed to, you should allow the katan to do an isser. So Rabbi Yochanan says, maybe you shouldn't allow the katan to do an isser. And when the halacha says you're not allowed to violate isser, then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you are allowed to violate isser. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure, and he was just playing devil's advocate and saying, no matter how you say it, I could give a rejection in both directions to refute it. So even though there's an inconsistency within the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, it's just because he wasn't sure what the halacha was, and just was playing devil's advocate. Then the Gemara brings another ayah, Tashma, Ben Chaver Kohen. Now, Ben Chaver of a Kohen is a son of a Kohen now. Shiragel Leilech Eitzel Avi Imo goes to his grandfather's house, Kohen Am Haaretz. So his grandfather's also a Kohen. His mother's is a Bas Kohen. But the grandfather was an Am Haaretz. So Ein Choshesh and Shem Yachlinu Truma Tameh. We're not concerned that he is giving him Truma that became Tameh. Truma Tameh, all Truma goes to Kohanim. If it becomes Tameh, the halach is you have to burn the Truma. So maybe we should be concerned that he gave Truma Tameh to the Ben Chaver, the grandson. So Ein Choshesh and Shem Yachlinu Truma Tameh. Matzu Biyadu Peros, let's say he finds in his hand fruit. Ein Dukaglo, you're not obligated to take it away from his hand, like slap it out of his hand. You're allowed to let him eat it. So we see, if it comes to an Issa Deraisa, you could let him eat it. Gemara says, but Truma Medirabanan. Truma derbanan, that's why we allow him. But if it would be truma derais, if it would be grains, oil, or wine, maybe we wouldn't allow him to eat the truma. I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't give another distinction that when it comes to achila, it's different. Achila is metamtim halev. So even though there might not be an obligation to separate from eating, doing issa derais, when it comes to tumtim halev, by machal sasuris, things are different. I guess they're saying the Gemara does talk about it also, though. I guess you're right. The classic example is Nevela. So why not, in the first place, say Tumtum Lev is a considered... That's a... Why is that being considered even
that's
by that case?
That's not the topic. The topic is it allowed or not? What are you doing? What's the din in regards to Gatan? Not what the outcome of the action.
Very valid point. You're right. But I guess it should be another consideration that in terms of practically we shouldn't allow him because of the Tumtum Lev aspect.
Right. And Tumtum Lev, I would think, is more Nogea by the case in the Vela Senders by Truma Tameh.
I agree. Because it's not inherently Usur. It's not Machal Sasuris. That much I agree.
I think Tosfos says, when the Gemara there says about that it wouldn't have brought it Hashem Behemtum Shot Sadiqim and Machal.
Yeah.
So it's really a mother thing, just the wrong time.
Exactly, right. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Toshma Yonik Tinok Veholich Mevodos Kochavim Umebehema Temea. A child may nurse from a guy, a wet nurse who's a guy, and from a Behema Temea, from, let's say, a pig milk. And we're not concerned. Bionic shekets. We're not concerned with the fact that the child is drinking non-kosher milk. Now, it is interesting that they throw over the tzuchavim here, because I believe Mikra Din, there's no problem of being yonic from over the tzuchavim. I thought it was just a different type of halacha. Right, exactly. The Rashba quotes here, right? This is the famous line with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wouldn't nurse from any of the mothers until finally he ended up being his mother, Yocheved. He wouldn't nurse from... But that was just a chumrah that Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the Kedusha, that who he was. They wouldn't allow the pet that's going to end up speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Yonik from over the Tzuchavim. But Mikra Din, it's really Mutter. So Rashba apparently pointed this out. That it's actually Mutter, just Midas Chasidus here. So the reason why they included here... I'm not sure why I can't read it. I don't know what he's saying exactly here. But either way, there's only Midas Chasidus that they mention Tinuk being Yonik from over the Tzuchavim. But there is a real Isser from a Bibhema Temea. That's an Isser Deraisa of eating treif food. So furthermore, the Gemara says, V'lo yachlenu nevelus v'treifos shkotzim v'ramasim. And you shouldn't feed him. Though even though we are allowed to be Yonik from these animals, you cannot feed him directly any nevela and treifa and so on. U'mikulan Yonik Mehen Vafil B'Shabbos Ubegadol Aser. So from all them, you can be Yonik from them, even on Shabbos, even though Yonik, normally there's an Issa Deraisa, one of the 39 Melachos is called Dush. Dush is removing something that's withheld in something else, and Mefarik is one of the Toldos of Dush. So even though there's an Issa Deraisa of Mefarik, being Yonik, nursing directly from the animal, would be considered a Shinoi, and that would be permitted on Shabbos. Okay, so, but by a gadol is usher. So you look at Rashi. Rashi explains any of this? Rashi doesn't explain any of this. Okay, but either way, so a gadol, it is usher for gadol to drink from a behemoth tomato, to be yonik from a behemoth tomato. And Abishol, Omer, Nohagin hayu shayon kin mi behemoth Torah, be yomtif. And Abishol said there would be a heter to be yonik on yomtif from a behemoth Torah, as opposed to on Shabbos. Okay, so interesting, Bryce, a number of halachas related to Yonik, but what we're concerned with, says the Gemara, is Katani Mia, one of the things that the Gemara Bryce says is Ein Choshishin B'Yonik Shekets. So we allow the Katan, the Tinok, to be Yonik from the Behemoth Temeah, and we're not concerned the fact that he's drinking treif milk. So the Gemara says, Hasam Mishum Sakana. That's because there's a danger, Rashi explains. Sakana Shim Lo Yinak Gimos B'Tameh. There's apparently it's a situation where there's no other milk around. So if the child doesn't have milk, he's in great danger. So because of Makom Sakana, nothing stands in the way of Makom Sakana except for the big three Averos. This is not one of them. That's why we allow it. But in a regular case, we wouldn't allow a child to be Yonik from a Behemoth Tameh. Ihachi Gadol Nami, if we're talking about a case of Sakana, says the Gemara, so even a Gadol should be allowed to drink from a Behemoth Tameh. He should be able to drink, he needs food to live. Gemara says, Gadol by Umdana, Gadol Nami, so the Gadol requires an Umdana. Rashi explains, Umdana im Yachalam tin ad Motzai Shabbos, V'yasebeheter. So, I thought the Gemara was talking about the treifa. Now it seemed to switch gears to talking about Shabbos.
No, it's a case in Shabbos that the gadol is a sick, and he has no choice.
No, but first we're talking about Ein Choshen B'Yonik Shekets. That we say we're not concerned about cotton.
To a baby.
Right, but so
there's nothing else available, so it's okay. Now he's giving another example. The gadol, But Gadol, what's the problem? You're Gadol, so you can go. You know, baby cannot wait until somebody will milk Behemoth Tehova.
No, but why aren't we saying the case of a Gadol drinking from the Behemoth Tehova Stam on a regular weekday, like we were saying by...
Because you can bring him a regular Chalav.
So can you bring a regular Chalav to a Katan as well?
Probably not.
Talking about both Yisurim, but it sounded like we're talking about the Shekets, the Behemet Tamer. Let me switch now to the Shabbos part of it. I guess when it says Begadol Aser in the price, it was talking about Afghan Shabbos, it wasn't talking about Behemet Tamer.
Right, I guess, because I guess Rashi's saying that it's only dangerous for a Katan to not have milk. I guess a Gadol, I'm not sure. Okay, but they did switch gears somewhat. All right, we'll keep going along with this. So Gemara says that when it came to a Gadol, we could evaluate, we have to assess whether or not he can make it to Matzah Shabbos or not. If he can't make it, we would let him be Yonik on Shabbos itself. But we're not going to just say categorically it's mutter for a Gadol to be Yonik on Shabbos. So Katan Amidli Bayim Duna. So when it comes to Katan as well, we should also to have him looked at and see whether he could wait into Matzah Shabbos. So Amar of Huna Breder of Yeshua Stam Tinok Mesukin Etachal. No. When it comes to a cut in general, he needs chalav to grow, to be healthy. So we don't waste any time when it comes to a katan. As opposed to a gadol, we do have to assess whether he really needs a mamish right now or he could wait until Matzah Shabbos. Okay, there is some interesting tosos from here, but we don't have time, I don't think. Gemara says, now, Abashol, Omer Nagin, Hainuish Yonkin, Mibhehematar, Biyomtav. Gemara said above, according to the Bryce, Abashol is of the opinion that one's allowed to be Yonik from a behemoth tohora on yantif, so from a cow, a person needs some milk, he can mamish nurse from the cow on yantif. Hechidami, he could sakana fi b'shabbos nami. If it's talking about a situation where the man's in sakana, he needs milk, he needs something to drink, so even on Shabbos, we should allow him to be yonik from the cow on Shabbos. Idileka sakana fi b'yomtif aser. And if it's talking about where there's a sakana, where there is no sakana, then even on yomtif, there's no heter of being yonik from the cow. Yantif still has a malachas. Only malachas that are permitted on yantif are ochel nefesh. And not all ochel nefesh shalachas are permitted. Some of them, many of them are, but not all of them. And mefarik dash is not one of them that's permitted. So what's the heter? Why is only yantif mutter but not Shabbos? What's the situation here? So the Gemara explains. What? Pema Torah. There's no problem of it's kosher milk. Only question is whether you could be yonik. What? Exactly. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, dika tzara, there's tzar here, where he's in pain, not b'sakana, but he's in pain. V'kasavar mefarik klachayadu. So since mefarik is klachayad, this is not the normal way to extract milk from the cow, so therefore it's a shinoi. So shinoi plus tzar is permitted. So the Gemara says, Shabbos iser skila gazu rabbanon yontuf, iser lav lo gazu bei rabbanon. So a person violates dash, so it's an iser mediraisa. It's an iser skila. Now, you're knocking down to a shinoi. Shinoi is only an iser midrabanan now. So, since it's a shinoi, but it's a shinoi of a skila, they didn't permit it b'makum tzar. But yantif, the starting point is only a lav. There's no skila on yantif, there's only a lav. So, shinoi of a lav b'makum tzar, then they felt a room to be makil, to be yonik on yantif. That's the basis for Abishal's distinction.
So, he was sucked directly from the cow?
Yeah. I get, you know, this is a case, I'm not sure if that's so common or not, but... it could have been. We don't live with cows anymore. I'm not sure. But the Gemara does talk about this. Okay. The Gemara says, now, Tashma lo sochlim. The Pasuk says, talks about shkatz and vermasim giving the issur of eating bugs. So the Pasuk says, lo sochlim. Lo sochlim. Ki sheketz heim. Lo sochlim, what that means, a strange lashon. It should be lo sochel. Some. Lo sochlim sounds like to somebody else. Says the Gemara, Lahazir Hagadolim al Ketanim, that Gadolim are warned that you cannot feed the Ketanim Shkatzim Ramasim. My Lav is not talking about Damarlu Lo Sochlu, where you say, I have to tell them, don't eat. Even if they are eating it, you have to be Mafrish them. We've been saying up until now, Ein Mitzuvim Lahafrisho. But this Pasuk seems to imply that you have to be Mafrish them. If you see them eating, tell them, don't eat it. Where it says, Lo, the Lo Lispule Bidam. No, what it means is don't hand it to them. But if they're eating it, there's no obligation to separate them from eating the bugs. Toshma, another pasuk says, "Lo kol nefesh mikhem lo sochal dam." So anyone among you may not eat dam. The issur d'oraisa to eat blood of an animal, blood of a fish is permitted. Blood of a human is only issur midrabanan. So what's this pasuk telling us? Says the Gemara, "Lahazir hagadolim al hakatanim." To have the gadolim make sure that katanim do not eat. My lab, the Amri lehu lo sochlu, is not talking about warn them if you see them eating dam, tell them don't eat dam. Says the Gemara, lo delo lahaspo lo bedam. What it means is don't hand them dam, but if they are eating dam, there's no obligation to separate them. Toshma, yeah.
Dam of a person is the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
And dam of a bima is midoraita.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. A person is medaber. This is high. It's a higher level. So how come dam of a human being is less iso? Sounds like it than dam of a bima.
Well, it's possible since the dam of a human is a higher level, so it's no problem eating it. And the dam of a bima is a lower level.
Think the opposite of regular, you know, higayon, how do you say higayon?
Logic.
Regular logic, because it's a higher level, you know, it's the ultimate nefesh, ki nefesh badami. So, obviously, you know, the higher level of nefesh, you will, al achat kama vechama kal vachomer, you won't touch.
No, I'm saying no. When it comes to nevelos and shefel and shkatz, we don't eat those because those are disgusting, those are too low for us. But a regular kosher animal is in our reach. So dam of a human, at least midiraisa, is
but
our level.
It's not allowed. Dam of behema.
It's not because it's so low. Because it's so low. It's the blood of a dead animal. But the dam of a human is a higher standard.
What David wants to say is that the buster, if the buster of a human is not permitted, but the buster of a cow is. So if the buster of a cow is permitted, but you can't eat their blood, then if you can't eat a human buster, you certainly shouldn't be able to.
I don't refer about basar.
But I hear that. But that's a kavachomer that makes sense. That you would think, again, buster and dam have, I guess, apparently nothing to do with each other. Two different parshas, and I hear the kavachomer makes a lot of sense. I'm not sure. There is a discussion in Maran Ksubas talks about the isser of eating humans. How you understand that isser exactly? I wonder if it relates to this.
We're not allowed to do that?
Go clean out your refrigerator and go home. okay, fine. Says the Gemara now, the bottom of Kuf Yud Dalam Anaf. Toshma Emor, plus in Parsha Emor, it says Emor Vamarta. Talks about in Parsha Emor about telling the Kohanim may not become Tamei Lameis unless it's one of their seven closest relatives. So what's emur v'marta, double lashon of saying? So you're supposed to lahazir b'gedolim al katanim, to have the gedolim make sure the katanim do not become tumis mace when it comes to kohen. My lav, the amr lehu lo sitmu, is not talking about where you tell the children don't become tumi mace. If you see them walking to the cemetery, get them out of there. Lo, the lo litmu l'medam. What it means is don't hand them a tumis mace. Don't place them in a situation. But if they are being metami mace, there's no obligation to separate them. The tricha. Now we need all. We just brought three different psukim that told us you're supposed to warn Gedolim al Katanim. We brought by Shkatan v'Ramasim, we brought by Dam, we brought by Tumas Meis. And Gemara says, Tzrich, we need all three Pesukim, why? The Ashmin and Shkatan, if we only taught the case of the bugs, Mishum di Isurin b'mashu, because the Isser is such a mashu, Rashi explains, mashu b'kadasha k'tumasam, the shear of an Isser sheketz is only a kadash like a lentil. Tosus argues with Rashi here. Rashi Tosa writes Mishum Disun Bimashu Paris Bakunchus Isun Bim Kadasha. Lo Dak, he wasn't so exact when he was giving his explanation, says Tosfos.
I wanna go back one way, I'm sorry, it bothers me.
Yeah, yeah.
One back to the dam. Maybe it's not a problem to with the dam of a person because what is the case that you eat dam of a person? So it's not an issue to begin with. With Behema we all day long eat Behema, so therefore the dam is attached to the, therefore it's not allowed. Not because it's a higher level. And therefore, oh, this is not a problem.
Wait, is it because we don't eat humans, so therefore the blood...
Meaning there's nothing to talk to about eating blood to begin with.
But you're assuming it's us or now?
No. For sure, if it is. If you come to a situation, not an answer, it's super answer. But because it's not, you know, it's not an everyday case, so it's not a discussion. Is this such a discussion? About dam adam? When do you eat dam adam?
You know what I'm saying? Let's say you eat in your mouth, you're eating, and then you get a cut.
That's yours.
No, I'm saying you're allowed to. That's fine. Let's continue.
Don't tell me later. I don't want to discuss.
We need to finish the daf. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, when it comes to Shkatzim for Muslim, since it's an Issa B'mashu, which Rashi says is only a Kadasha, a very small piece of a lentil, so therefore, since it has a very big chumrah involved with it, That's why you have to warn Gdol Malakatanim. Aval says the Gemara, Dam Da'adik Revius. Dam is only Usr. And once you have a Revius, a larger shear, Emilo, maybe there's not an Isser involved in if a Katan's eating it, maybe a Gadol wouldn't have to warn him not to eat it at all. Because it's a. Because only because Shkasim is more of a Chumra. The Ashmin and Dam, if you only taught the Isser of Dam, Mishim Da'ika Karis, if a person eats Dam, the punishment's so great. Forget the shear, the punishment's Karis. About Shrouds from Emilo, but there's no Isser Karis when he comes to eating bugs. So maybe by that case, Gdolm would not be Muzar al Katanim. The Ashmin and Hani Tarti, Mishim Da'isser and Shava Bechol. If you're going to teach me Dam and Ramasim, maybe only those two, because the Chumrah that those have, it applies to every Jew across the board, about Tumah, Imalo. But it comes to Tumah, it only small applies to a small party, that of the Kohanim. Maybe that wouldn't be obligation of a Gedolim Lahazi al Katanim. Now, V'yashmin and Tumah, Kohanim, the Shiny Mishim Deriba, Behen Mitzvah Siseros. Maybe if you only tell the Pasuk of Emor al Kohanim, only by Kohanim they have a special Gezerah, this Deraisa, warning to the Gedolim al Katanim, because Kohanim have a much higher level standard that they live to. Avahani Emalo, when it comes to all other Yisur, maybe there shouldn't be an obligation of a Gedolim al Katanim. Tzricha, therefore, you need these three different sources to tell us that in Lahazir Gedolim al Katanim. Okay, now we're still in the Parsha of figuring out whether or not there's an obligation to separate a katan from violating Isser Midiraisa or not. So the Gemara brings a Raya now. The next three are not going to be too fun, but they're going to be our Mishnahs and Nivamos here about the brothers and sisters and all different types of... So it was fun up until now. Now it's going to be back to Yivamos. So the Gemara says, Tashma. Shnei Achin, two brothers, Echad Pikeach, the Echad Cheresh. One brother is Pikeach, one brother was a Cheresh. Nisun Shtei Achayos, they married two sisters. Pichos, two sisters who were Pichos, fine. Meis Cheresh. Now the Cheresh dies, so the Baal Pikachas, the other brother who's married to one of the... Meis Cheresh Baal Pikachas. So the Cheresh who's married to one of the Pichos, he dies. So Ma Yasa Pikach Baal Pikachas, what does the other brother who's alive do now to the sister-in-law? Teitzei Mishimachos Isha. So that sister-in-law is completely off the hook. She goes free because she cannot do Yibam or Chalitza with the live brother because in Isser, because she's married to her sister. But let's say the other way around. Let's say Meis Pikeach. Let's say Meis Pikeach Baal Pikachas. Let's say the Pikeach dies. So Ma Yasa Cheresh Baal Pikachas. What does the live brother, who's a Cheresh, who's married to the Baal Pikachas do? Now remember, his marriage is only a marriage midirbanon. Motzi Es Ishto Beget. He has to divorce his current wife. The Eishes Achiv Asura Liolam. And his brother's wife is Asur to him forever. That's the halacha.
So why is Motzi Tishto Ken? Because she's Achos Kukasa. Ishto.
Right.
But he was married but to a Farabanan to the dead. Yeah.
Because his brother, listen.
Okay, so there's no, as if there's no marriage. So why now, when the brother dies, he's Moitzi?
Because he's Zuhika. The brother, who's the brother, let's say the Pikeach who marries the Pikachas, they're married midiraisa.
Yeah.
He dies.
It's a good marriage.
Deraisa. He dies. Now there's a Zika. There's a Zika, deraisa Zika, to that Cheresh.
Because it's his brother.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the Zika deraisa is going to knock out the Cheresh is married to Pikachas. So knocks out the Cheresh, only us are only married Midirbanan to the Pikachas. So the deraisa is going to knock out the marriage Midirbanan. So that's why.
Mike's on.
So the Gemara asks now, Amai Motzi Es Ishto Beget, why does a Cheresh have to divorce his wife though? Tesev Gavei, Katan Ochel Nevelasu. So the Cheresh has the same din as a Katan. Let the Cheresh stay married to her. Okay, he'll be violating Isser Midiraisa, Isser, of being staying married to his Achos Zukuka. Okay, but we never handed it to him, we're just letting him live life. Because she, the Bikachas, she's a Gadol, or a Gadola rather. And she, the only time we allow a person to do an Isser, not to warn them, to stop them, is when it comes to a Katan or a Cheirishon who lacks Das. When it comes to a Gadola, there's never a Heter to allow someone to violate an Isser Midiraisa. So from the side of the woman, the Bikachas, because of her, we have to separate them and force them to get divorced. Next Raya. Toshma, Shnei Achin, Pikin, Nisun, Shnei Achayos. Two men who are both Pikachs. Married two sisters, Achas Pikachas, Achas Chereshes. Meis Pikach Baal Chereshes. So he dies, the one who's married to Chereshes. Ma Yase Pikach Baal Pikachas, Teitze Mishim Achas Isha. So now the Pikach who marries the Pikachas, nothing has to be done to the widow, the Chereshes, because she just leaves because she's the sister of the Pikach's wife, so she's off the hook and can marry anybody she wants. But now let's say Meis Pikach Bal Pikachas. He dies. Mayasa Pikach Bal Chereshes. Now what is the Pikach who was married to the Chereshes before? So that's only Kedushin Midirabanan. So his Zika now Derais is going to knock off his Kedushin Midirabanan. So Motis Isha Beget, he has to divorce his wife. Veishis Achiv Bechalitza, and he has to perform Chalitza to the wife, the widow of his brother. But my Motis Isha Beget, why does he have to divorce his wife? Tesev Begave Katan Ochan Veil. So let her stay married to him because she's a status of a Katan, or Katana, and she's allowed to violate an Issa. We don't have to separate her. Gemara says, Mishum Isur Didei. No, because from the side of the perspective of the man, he's a Gadol and he has to keep to the Torah. Then we Issa Deraisa from his perspective, and that's why we force him to get divorced. Okay, and third and final raya with respect to Yivamos. Amar Rava Tashma Shnei Achin, two brothers, Echad Cheresh Echad Pikech, Shnusun Lishtei Achayos, Achas Pikachas Vachas Chereshes. So one and one now this time. Now, I think the Cheresh is married to Chereshes and Pikech is married to Pikachas in this case. Now, Meis Cheresh Baal Chereshes. So the Cheresh who was married to the Chereshes, which was only in Isser Midrabanan, the Cheresh dies. Ma'ayasa Pikach Ba Pikachas, what does the brother do? Tete Mishim Achos Isha doesn't have to do anything because the Chereshes is let off, she's released right away because she's the sister of the Pikach's wife, Achos Isha. She's free. But now let's say Meis Pikach Ba Pikachas, Ma'ayasa Cheresh Ba Chereshes. Now the Cheresh has a Zika Deraisa. His marriage to his wife Chereshes was only in Isser Midrabanan, only Kedusha Midrabanan, but he now has a Zika Midrash, so that's going to knock out the Kedusha Midrabanan. So the same halacha, Motias Isha Beget, Veishis Achiv Asura Liolam. So he has to divorce his wife, the Chereshes, but his brother's wife, the widow, she gets knocked off because she is the wife of his brother, and she's Asa for Everton.
After he's giving get to his wife, and he did the Chalitza to the wife's brother, he can bring back, even though it's the Rabbanan again, the Chereshes, right? Machzir Gushato. Now, because there's no Zika, there's nothing, he let her off the hook through the Chalitza. So now he can bring back his first original wife.
No, because it's going to be Achos Chalutza. Achos Chalutza.
In case she's Asur Liolam, definitely can't do it. In the cases where it's Chalitza, you can't do it.
So the Gemara says, so again, Motzi as Isha Beget, Ve'eshes Achiv Asur Liolam, Ve'ho'ach Adelav Isur Didav, Ika Vlav Isur Didei, Ika. But here, by the Cheresh and the Chereshes, from either side, the Cheresh and the Chereshes, either perspective, there is no Isser Midiraisa at hand here. The Katana, well, at least their status for Katana, we're not concerned with their Isserim. The Katani, Motius, Isha Beget, and yet we still require them to get a divorce. But if they have the status of a Katan, we should let them stay married. So it says the Gemara, Amar of Shmaya, Gezeira, Mishim Hataras, Yivama, Lashuk. There's a different consideration here, not the consideration of Katan Ochan Avelis, but we're concerned that they're going to permit being Matir Yivam L'shuk. It says Rashi, last Rashi in the parak, Mishim Gezeres Hataras Yivam L'shuk, Di Amrinan Tesev Chereshes Gavi Cheresh. If we allow them to stay married, Lo Yodah Incha the time of Mishim Katan Ochan Avelis. Nobody's going to know, it's because we view them as the status of a Katan, and we allow Katanim to eat Nevelis. And they're going to think, V'savri, the Kedushin Didei Dachula L'zika De Pekachas Achosav Ein Baal Achosav Kukasav. We're going to think that the Kedushin that exists of the Cheresh and the Chereshes is going to trump and knock off the Zika that came about through the Pekachas, his sister. And the Ein Bol Achos Kukaso, and it's not considered being Bol Achos Kukaso. Hokach Asa L'mishrei L'achosa L'shuk Kishar Achos Isha Shiptur M'nachalitza. And it's going to come to allow, permit a sister in general to go to the Shuk like any other sisters are Patim M'nachalitza.
This sister, it's going to allow this one.
Yeah, this sister, the Pikachas, to go off to marry the Yeshuk without having the necessary Chalitza being done. That would be the problem. And because of that concern, they require them to get divorced. Not because of any issue with related to Ochel Nevelos, because of other considerations having to do with Yivamos. Hadron Lach, Cheresh. Okay, 10 minutes to do the rest of the daf. Not too bad. Ha'isha Shehalcha, what?
Next part also.
Ha'isha Shehalcha, hi baila lemidnas hayam. A man and woman go overseas. Shalom beinol veina. There's peace between them. They're getting along very nicely. Shalom beolam. And there's peace in the world. There's no fighting going on. Ubav Amra. And now she comes back alone. Amra. And she says to the Bezin, Meis Bali, my husband died overseas. Tinasa. She's allowed to go get married. We trust her. Meis Bali Tisyabim. She's allowed to say, my husband dies. I need to do Yibin with my brother-in-law. But let's say Shalom beinol veina. There's peace. They're getting along with each other. But Umilchaner beolam. But there's a war or k'tata bein leveinu avishalom be'olam, or they have not been getting along, but there is peace in the world. Any of those, ubas of amar, and she comes back alone. Amar beis ba'ali, my husband died. We do not believe her. Gemara is going to explain because we think that she probably created some of the facts here. She saw something that indicated that he may have got injured, and she can say he probably died. Since there was a war, she says everybody's dying, or because they were in a fight, she doesn't want to stay married to the guy anymore. We're not really trusting her. We only trust her when there's complete peace between the two of them, and there's complete peace throughout the world. Sister of Yehuda, Omer, Li'olam, Eino Ne'emanas, El Emkein, Basa, Ubocha, Ubigdeh, Kurim. Yehuda says, we only believe her if she comes back crying, her clothing torn, and then we believe her. Other than that, we think she's just acting. Amulo, Achazuv, Achazu, Tinase. The Chum respond back, whether she comes back all, you know, torn and crying, or if she came back completely put together, either way, we believe her in a situation of Shalom, Beina, Beina, and Shalom, Be'olam. So Gemara says, Tana, Shalom, Beina, Le'veina. So why did the Gemara ever give a situation of there's shalom between him and her? It doesn't make a difference. Once there's a mechama in the world, we don't really care whether or not they're getting along or not. It's really an unnecessary statement. As long as either there's a war or they're not getting along, either way, there's going to be a problem. The only time we trust her if there's shalom between them and shalom in the world. So Gemara says the Kabbalah must say katata because they had to give a situation of a katata where there's a fight. So they had just in contrast the case where they're b'shalom, beina leveina. Tana Shalom Be'olam Mishum De Kavala Misim Mechama Be'olam. And they also taught the case of Shalom in the world because they had to give the contrast of there's a Mechama Be'olam. Okay, very technical Gemara. So Gemara, Rav explains that Amar Rav my time. What's the reason the Mechama the Mishum De Amar B'didami the Sakadai the Bechohani De'iktil who Palit? So she's going to configure a situation whereby she assumes, based on the indications that the husband died, even though he really never died, she's going to think, Bechol Hani Diktil, all these people got killed and my husband was saved. And Im Tim Silmar came into Shalom Beino Leveino, if there's peace among them, Notra Adechazia, she's going to wait until she actually sees real proof that he died. But Zimin de Machalu Bigari over Bramcha, and sometimes she's going to see that there was a arrow went through him or a spear. The Sabra Vade Mason, she's going to assume my husband certainly died. He got an arrow to the chest or something. And the Ikad Abdid Sam to Vichai Vesaber Vichaya. But there are those who are able to get a proper healing, proper medical attention, and are able to live through this. That's the Svar, because in Mechama, she sees all these deaths going on, she sees her husband get seriously injured, and she runs away and gets saved, so she's going to think, based on the situation, he probably died, but not definitely died. And for that reason, we don't trust her, Bishas Mechama. Sever Rava Lameima, Rava wanted to initially say, Ravon Eino K'Mechama. It comes to a famine does not have the same halachas as a Mechama. Lo Amra B'Didami. She's not going to say, wait a second, if he's starving, everybody's dying, he probably died also, if there's no food. She's not going to make that leap. But then, Hada Amra Rava, then Rava retracted, Ravon Harehu K'Mechama. Then he said, you know what, Ravon has the same halacha as a Mechama. And it's very possible that she may make that leap. She might see her husband really starving, and she runs away somehow and finds food, and doesn't see her husband, she might say, my husband definitely didn't make it. So we are concerned that she may have created the situation, even in the case of a famine. There's once a woman who came to the Rava, Amr Le, she says to him, Bali Meis Barav, my husband died in famine. He starved to death. Amr Le, so Rava says to her, Shapir Avdis de Shivsa Navsheikh, it's very good that you saved yourself. So Sagad Aitrach, the Bahu Purta, the Nafisa de Shavkile, Havachaya. What's that line saying? That she thought that that small piece of bread or something that was left him, he would have lived. I think it's all part of the statement of Rava, right?
Yeah.
So Rava says to him, says to her rather.
Oh, it's a bit mayor. So the whole part of the thought, if he saw the shop, he's like, have a chaya. In other words, should he think with that little bread that was left, he would go.
Who's saying that?
So Rava's trying to get out of her, like, what really happened? So she said he died. So Rava said, trying to, like, figure out. All right, there's no way. You probably left him with a little piece of bread when you left him. There's no way he lived with that little piece of bread that you left with him, right? She responds back, Amrule, Mar Nami Yada Dichia Gabna Luchai. You also know that? That little piece of bread, you can't live off of that? So Rava knew that there was a little piece of bread that he had, so he wasn't necessarily dead. So Hadam Rava, then Rava said, based on this Maisa, Ravon griya mi milchama. Ravon's worse than a milchama. By milchama, person's going to try to extrapolate what actually happened. But when it comes to Ravon, they're going to make even larger leaps than they would by milchama. The ilu milchama, when it comes to war, says the Gemara, ki amra meis ba'ali b'milchama hu delo mehemne. When it comes to a war, if she says, my husband died, we don't believe her. But if she says, my husband died, I saw him, he was buried, or not buried, I saw him lying down on the bed dead, then we do believe her. However, when it comes to Ravon, Ilgavi Ravon, Ad Amra Meis V'Kavarti, we have to wait to not only if you saw him dead on the bed, you have to see him even being buried. Until you say you saw him buried, we don't trust him, B'Shas Ravon. Okay, then the Gemara says, we'll do one more. Example, Mapolis Hareyu Kimlechama. When it comes to a building or house collapsing, it has the same halachas as Mechama. That Amr B'Dami, that we're saying that it's possible that she created this, created reality based on what she just, only bits and pieces of what she saw, she created this reality in her own head. Shiluach Nechashim V'Akravim. Let's say there is an attack of snakes and scorpions, that's also the same halacha, Harehein Kimlechama. We also assume B'damer B'Dami. She's going to assume, based on what she saw, there's no way my husband made it out of there. She fell into a pit, there's no way he made it out of it. Dever, when it comes to some type of plague, Amrile, some say Harehu Kimlechama, Amrile Ayinu Kimlechama, some say it's like a Milchama, and she will create these realities, and others say, no, it's not, she won't create reality, and she's believed. So Amrile Harehu Kimlechama, some say it's like a Milchama, Damri B'Dedame, Shamrile Ayinu Kimlechama, and others say it is like a Milchama, it's not like a Milchama, De Samche Adamri Anshi, that Shav Shin Havet Musnav Inshi B'lo Shnei La'azo. So some say she saw her husband sick, and there's no way he made it. And others say, no, she wouldn't say that. She's only going to say reality, only what actually happened, she'll say. Because some say, Samcha Adamri Inshi, that people say, Shev Shonin Hava Musna, where there were 7 years of this plague, V'inish B'lo Shonin La'azil. And a person doesn't die before his time. So we see from here that it's very possible people could live through a plague. People do live through plagues. Unless she knows that's true. So unless she saw her husband die, she wouldn't say her husband died. So if she does say her husband died, we would actually believe her. Okay. So I guess we'll stop here. And we'll pick up Wednesday or Thursday. Well, I guess we're on tomorrow probably. Baruch Tia.